Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's advanced English grammar lesson, where we will unlock the complexities of cleft sentences. So, cleft sentences are used to emphasize a specific part of a sentence in order to focus the listener's attention on that particular element. They are powerful tools for enhancing clarity and making your speech more impactful. So, what exactly are cleft sentences? Well, cleft sentences typically split a simple sentence into two parts, with the first part starting with "it is" or "it was." And these construction clefts or divides the information, allowing the speaker to foreground the element of importance. So, types of cleft sentences, we have "it clefts." So an "it cleft" is constructed using "it is" or "it was," followed by the part we want to emphasize, and then a relative clause. So let's look at some examples of how you guys can use this. The original sentence: Jane won the prize. The cleft sentence: it was Jane who won the prize. And then we have "wh" clefts or pseudo clefts or WH clefts, however you choose to say it. And these clefts usually start with a WH or a "wh" word, like "what," "when," "where," or "who," followed by a clause, and then the part to be emphasized. So in this example, we have the original sentence: I need a vacation to relax. The cleft sentence: what I need to relax is a vacation. So forming cleft sentences, we're going to emphasize the subject. We're going to do that by using an "it cleft" to emphasize the subject of the sentence. So for example, the original sentence: the goalkeeper saved the penalty. And the cleft sentence: it was the goalkeeper who saved the penalty. And then in this next example, we're going to emphasize the object. So we're going to use the "wh" or "wh" cleft or the pseudo cleft, whatever you want to call it, when we want to emphasize the object. So for example, the original sentence: I found my keys in the drawer. The cleft sentence: what I found in the drawer were my keys. And now we're going to emphasize the adverbial. So when emphasizing the adverb or the adverbial phrase, "it clefts" are typically used. For example, the original sentence: they met in Paris. The cleft sentence: it was in Paris that they met. Now, why use cleft sentences? Well, cleft sentences can add a variety to your speaking and writing, clarify which information is new or important, and help manage the flow of information. So let's jump into an exercise really quickly, okay? Let's reinforce what you've learned. So turn the following sentences into cleft sentences to emphasize the parts that you guys want to focus on with the elements. So, number one, she can solve the problem with this tool. Now, take a minute to think about how you can turn this sentence into a cleft sentence using the different examples that we went through. You can either do it with a "wh" cleft or a "wh" cleft. You can also do it with an "it cleft," which will be followed by an "is" or "was." She can solve the problem with this tool. So the answer would be, it is with this tool that she can solve the problem. Number two, the movie starts at 8 o'clock. The movie starts at 8 o'clock. If you guys want to pause it and then come up with a sentence in your head, and then come back and listen to the answer. The answer is, it is at 8 o'clock that the movie starts. And last one, they were laughing at the joke. And the answer to that, it was the joke that they were laughing at. So remember, using cleft sentences strategically can significantly enhance the precision and persuasiveness of your communication. Practice incorporating them into your everyday English for greater emphasis and clarity. Happy learning!